Well, the Don Cricket Club turns 150 this year, and to celebrate the 150th, they've got a big do on at the cricket club tonight. I think guest speaker is Jack Revolt, the Richmond star. And but joining me in the studio is a life member of the club, and he's been around for a long, long time. And it's my pleasure to introduce you to Graham Tuttle. Good afternoon to you, Graham.
Thanks, Michael. Lovely to be here.
Graham, what a significant achievement that is this is for the club.
Yes, 150 years. I'm told, I've never ever been told otherwise, that it's a continuous club. In the early days, they used to clear a paddock out the Don Heads and play there. And the second ground they had, I'm told, was the Del Luck picnic ground down by the river. And the third ground, where we are now, was donated by the late Fred Mansfield to the people of the Don to use as a recreational area. And way back when I came down there many years ago from Barrington, there was an old shed that used to blow down in the winter. We used to have to straighten that up every year before we could play. And along with the long drop down amongst the gorse bushes, had to clean all that area as well. And the thing that's fascinated me was that coming off the sheep grounds in Barrington Kentish Association, where you took the sheep away on Tuesday and hope it was dried up by Saturday, to mowing the cricket ground, in which we did with two rotary mowers and push mowers. And of course, it only got mowed twice a year, so the Don became fairly famous for hitting sixes, because it was no good hitting along the ground. It was stopped too quick.
I can remember the gorse out there. I think I was a young kid, about 14, 15, playing in the Mersey Valley Cricket Association. Had lost a few balls in that gorse. I reckon if once that was sort of all churned up, there'd be hundreds of cricket balls in there, I'd say.
I'll bet there was. I'll bet there was. Because I came down there, and there was a cricket legend with the name of Gordon Dawkins, and Darryl Baldock was playing.
Yeah.
Bill Barnett and a few others. Crikey, that was a... And I'm thinking, well, goodness me, you never get a game of cricket here, you know, because Harold Allen was bowling that fast, you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Gordon Dawkins was turning it that far, no one could play it. Bill Barnett, well, they had 148 the first time I went to see what was going on. Had 148 to get only the first three batted.
That's amazing.
Crikey, you know. Yeah. Well, yeah, there were some good players there.
Yeah, but they've always been able to attract good players. I know that you played in the, you played in a real hot era for the Don Cricket Club around the 80s and et cetera, and a little bit before that, and some wonderful cricketers. I mean, they're so competitive, the Don, and still competitive today because they sit atop of the Mersey Valley Cricket Association ladder, and they won the flag last year. But they've always had competitive teams. What was it like playing in the 80s with David Atkins and Tony Simmons, wasn't it?
Tony Rowe,
yes.
Tony Rowe, yeah. And Tony Summers.
Tony Summers.
Rattler, as we used to call him. I'd field in the slips to Tony, and we called him, nicknamed him Rattler, because if he didn't rattle your stumps, the batsman was rattling his teeth because he was frightened of what was coming next.
Yeah, he was all shoulder, wasn't he?
Mate, magnificent bowler. But I came in 58, and that was called the Devon Cricket Association then. There were only four teams.
Yep.
The Don, ex-services, Devon Colts, and the fourth. And the Don won the last four premierships, and the Elder Trove Association looked like it was going to fold. So then they joined Amalgamate, and there were four teams up there, Sassafras, Sprayton, Moriarty, and Wesley Vale. And it formed what was now known as the Mersey Valley Association. And the Don won the first four premierships of that. The word coming out of the Latrobe Association was that the Don better, you know, enjoy what they've had, because Sassafras and Sprayton are going to dominate.
Mm.
Well, they didn't, did they? Because we had something up our sleeve, was the fact that we were playing one-day cricket and they were playing two-day cricket. And when they formed it, they decided to play one-day cricket. Yep. So the Latrobe Association didn't really know what had hit them with the one-day cricketers and some very good players. My word, there was.
36 eight-ball overs, I think, maybe.
Eight-ball overs there were in those days, yes, for sure.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And you found yourself to coming to the Don Cricket Club. What attracted you to go there?
Well, I met my future wife-to-be at a dance one night, and I'm told that her father could really play cricket. I didn't have a clue who Gordon Dawkins was at the time, but it wasn't long before you realised how good he was. He took 100 wickets in roster games and another 16 in the two finals. He took 116 for the year, an average of 3.1.
That was incredible.
Oh, he took three hat-tricks, I think, in the year, and probably two double hat-tricks as well. He was an incredible bowler, incredible bowler. And in those days, Michael, there were cement wickets where we had to put the matting on, But there were two turf wickets as well.
Yeah.
One was at Devonport, where you played,
yeah.
and the other one was East Devonport Primary School, but mm-hmm. it was a turf wicket. And so most of the finals, and once every second week or so, we played on turf, and that was excellent. And I remember Gordon Dawkins out at the Oval one day taking 9 for 11, and that was exceptional yeah. bowling. Wonderful thing to see.
So compare Gordon to someone that you've seen in recent times. Even if it's a bowler that plays first class cricket or whatever. How can you compare him?
Very hard to do that because he was a left arm slowy that turned both ways.
Wow.
You couldn't pick him. Every ball was coming out of the hand exactly the same. One would go one way, one would go the other way.
Yeah.
And that's how he got his wickets. He was so incredible. There isn't, I don't think, a bowler around now. He always said his brother Lou was a better cricketer than he was.
Mm.
But I don't know. He must have been pretty good. I never saw Lou play, but he must have been very good if he was better than Gordon.
Well, Gordon's son, John, played for the club. And this set off a wonderful history of sons and grandsons playing for the Don, just following the footsteps. That's something that the Don have been very, very good at, haven't they?
Well, it was a very proud family club. It really was. Just about everybody at the Don supported the club. They turned up on a Saturday afternoon. Be there, and if ever the Don got into trouble, the word would go around pretty quick, and then all of a sudden the ground would fill up with spectators to see if the Don could get beaten.
Yeah,
didn't happen very often, but it was very, very good to see. And most of the Don in those days, there were Arnold Richardson and a few of the others that they was all involved, and trophy donors, and come along to the nights that we had trophy. We'd have a trophy night down in the Don Hall, and an end of season function down there. But then, as the club grew a little more. It was decided by Jeff Williams, and we're ever thankful to Jeff Williams at the time, to build a club rooms. And that was the making of us, I'm sure it was, because we could have cabarets and raise money and functions and all sorts of things. And to raise money to get to that area, we used to have the crib tournaments down at the hall, and we'd go around town, 3 or 4 carloads, picking up all the old dears that wanted to play crib, bring them out and play crib at the hall, and then take them home later.
Yeah.
And that's what helped us raise money to build the club rooms. And because we wanted the club rooms to try and encourage people to come. Because the club was getting bigger and there were only A-grade players at the time, only A-grade competition. But it wasn't long before we had a reserve and B-grade. And at one stage we had A-grade, A-reserve and 2 B-grade teams because we encouraged a lot of people to come and play because they had a club rooms, which was probably one of its on its own at the time.
And volunteers are just so important, so much work. I mean, you played a big role in building the club rooms yourself. And, of course, Brett Collins, who's been out there for a long, long time, and his dad, Ian, have put in a lot of hours out there and to make the club what it is today. It had the humble beginnings from which the club was built. But those volunteers, the Don Cricket Club, just keep on adding on and just doing little bits and pieces to make the club modernised and make it what it is today.
It was marvellous because you wonder at the time whether you're putting, I helped lay the cement and help build the building with Jeff Williams' know-how, along with many others. And you just wonder at the time whether it will be used in years to come. And I'm so very happy to see all that work by so many people that aren't there anymore that are actually being used all the time and very competitively used. That was our fourth title out there, was being competitive.
And then the Devonport Bulls play on the ground out there, and there's another ground over the back that's been added now, which has made it a nice little country complex, hasn't it?
It's beautiful. Yeah. And we were part of the Bulls coming out there, and they joined onto our club rooms that we built ourselves, and they joined on with the council through their help, because they had to move out of the Devonport showgrounds.
Mm.
And that was just marvellous that they all joined out there. When Latrobe joined, it was quite difficult because Sprayton didn't have a home ground at the time, so we used to play out at the racetrack.
Yeah.
And when the gallops happened to be on, you had to sit down while the gallops was on, and then stand up and play cricket again. It was just different altogether,
Yeah, I remember playing at the racetrack. Jack Pithouse was playing for Sprayton back there. He was playing the B grade for Devonport High School.
Yeah.
That was an experience in itself. Tonight will be a great night. Celebrating 150 years. I think festivities get underway about 6 o'clock, 6:30 tonight. And I guess you're going to head out there and have a bit of a look for a while, Graham. It's probably nothing to keep you away from it.
Well, mate, you couldn't keep me away with the Wild Bull. No, I'm looking forward to it immensely. There was so many cricketers and footballers that played out there. We had an affiliation with the Latrobe Football Club, and then Kerry Ahern and Tony Jackson, Nettie Gillam, Reg, Bob Hickman. and Derek Lamprey. They were all the trove footballers out there. And we had Bull Richardson, Alan Bull, father of Matthew. He played with us.
Chris Dell? Chris Dell played there?
We had two state players in Harold Allen and Chris Dell. Yeah. Chris Dell went through there.
Yeah.
And Darryl Baldock, when he was playing with St Kilda, he'd ring up in the summer and, coming home for the weekend, want a game of cricket? Yeah, okay, mate, but don't put my name in the paper, he said, or Ian Drake will slaughter me. So we always put a bogus name in the paper, and Baldock would turn up and he'd make 100.
He was a class act as a cricketer, too.
He was a class act, mate. He could have been anything. And any side of his body, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
He could have been anything.
Yeah.
Even the day I got married, we played cricket at 9 o'clock in the morning at down here at the Reese High Ground, I think. So I just forget who was a... Played M Triple C, I think.
Okay.
At the home ground, Devon Colts in those days.
Devon Colts. So Graham, thanks for coming in.
Not a problem.
Fantastic that you've been such an integral part, a big part of the club. There's been a lot of people associated with it, and know you've played your role. But tonight will be a great night. As I mentioned earlier, Jack Riewoldt is the guest speaker. If you're a former player, if you're a cricket lover, if you're someone who just wants to get out and have a good night, tonight will be the night for you. And I think they're also going to have a barbecue lunch and probably a game of cricket or something tomorrow on Sunday, and make the festivities for 150 years of the Don Cricket Club so wonderful. Thanks for coming in.
Not a problem. Lovely to be here. Thank you, Michael.